Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second. The right fielder, George Stumpf. Batting third. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ivy Andrews. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ivy Andrews. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett takes first base on ball four. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive towards first. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan juggles the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pickering moves to third. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate takes first base on ball four. Wurstler moves to second. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek hits a fly ball into right field. Stump settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0-for-1 in the game. Stumpf hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Olson moves to third. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Stumpf moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Olson scores. Stumpf moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Stumpf scores. Oliver scores. Alexander moves to third. Whatwood moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Whatwood scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pickering. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Cecil applying the tag. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wurstler takes first base on ball 4. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tate hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Tate reaches second base with a double. Wurstler goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tate moves to third. Two outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Olson takes first base on ball 4. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stumpf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com moves to second. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pickering hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Stump settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Cecil moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Worstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Vosmick scores. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Stump settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Worstler strikes out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Connolly. Tate moves to second. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Olson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cecil catches it and throws to first to double up Andrews. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly strikes out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stumpf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Com moves to second. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Olsen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ralph Weingarten now pitching. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whatwood. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Cecil applying the tag. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pickering strikes out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wurstler hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into left field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingarna fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Com takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stumpf takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Ralph Wingarna. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Stumpf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.